Welcome to Thompson Today. I'm Sue O'Brien, and while my next guest doesn't really need an introduction, I'm going to give him one anyway. He is Bruce Krantz from the NRHA, but today he's wearing one of his other many hats. Hello, Bruce.
Hello.
Bruce, there's an event coming up this weekend in Thompson, not to be confused with the trade show, so tell us what it is and when it is.
It's the Manitoba High School Athletic Association Badminton Provincials. They're coming to Thompson Friday, May 3rd and Saturday the 4th, so the same weekend as the trade show. And we're sort of in the same space as the trade show, so there's a lot of really exciting stuff that is going to be happening down at the TRCC and RDPC, and we're hoping that there's some people that sort of bleed back and forth from event to event. So there's going to be lots of people in town from all across the province to compete in the Badminton Provincials. Some of the games are taking place at the TRCC. We're hoping some of them make it to the trade show, and we're hoping some of the trade show people come check out the badminton.
That's right. Maybe carpool to save on the parking spots.
For sure.
It's really quite a big deal for Artie Parker to host this event, isn't it?
Yeah, it's huge for us. So it's not often that provincial championships come to Thompson, and it's really rare that the badminton provincials move outside of sort of Winnipeg and some of the areas closer to Winnipeg. So it really is super exciting for us to be able to showcase Thompson to the rest of the province. We're easily looking at 40 different schools being represented here. So it's a huge showcase.
Wow. That's a great crowd too. Mm-hmm. So has Thompson ever hosted the badminton provincials before?
We hosted once before. We hosted in 2005. That was the last time that we won the provincial banner as well. At the Badminton Provincials, it's an individual sport, but they also count points for every game that your school wins. And the school that has the most points at the end of the weekend wins a provincial banner. And we have lots of kids represented this weekend, so we feel like we've got a shot at it again this time.
How is it decided on who gets to host these events?
So you just bid on it with the Manitoba High School Athletic Association group, and they award it to a different school every year. Sometimes schools host it 2 years in a row so that they sort of practice 1 year and perfect it the second year. We're only hosting it 1 year, but you have to apply 3 or 4 years ahead of time. And so Tara Warren down at the school sort of saw this coming and put in a bid, and we were lucky to get it. The last provincials we had before this was basketball, and it's been probably 7 or 8 years since we've had any sort of provincials, so it's really exciting.
Who's going to be attending this competition?
There's kids from across Manitoba. Every high school in Manitoba plays in a zone competition. The winners of the zone competition come to provincials. We've got kids from Winnipeg, Brandon, Carmen, Roblin, Winkler, like absolutely everywhere. In a lot of sports, it's sort of tiered. So there's 4A schools and 3A schools and AA schools, and you would only compete against schools your size. In badminton, every school, every kid competes against each other. So it's a really neat competition because you've got kids from the biggest high schools in the big cities right down to the smallest high schools. And badminton's the kind of sport where you can get good at it without having to have lots of people around. So the competition's really, it's really very fair. And in our case, we've got Grand Rapids kids who are very, very good badminton players. And Grand Rapids is obviously a tiny place. They've done well in provincials before. Avery Dick won the provincials last year. He'll be playing again this year. So it really is a unique competition.
And what are the different events that will be held?
So it's just kind of standard stuff. We've got boys singles, girls singles, boys doubles, girls doubles, and then mixed doubles.
Who are the RDPC reps at this year's competition?
We have people represented in every one of the events. So in boys doubles, we have Shiv Vyas and Alan Patel, as well as Murphy Krentz and Hunter Rambo. So we've got two groups in the boys doubles. The neat story with Murphy and Hunter is Hunter Rambo is a North Star. He was the captain of the North Stars. He's from the PAW, but this year, his grade 12 year, he decided to stay and finish and graduate here. Him and Murphy were arch rivals the last couple of years playing against each other. And then this year they teamed up and played together, and they ended up winning the zone competition. So kind of a neat northern story right there.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. Felina Thorne and Jenna McLean are two girls doubles. They absolutely roll through the zones. They're really good. They're going to do great. At provincials, Josh Smud and Samantha Polaniak are our mixed doubles team. Gavin Alcock and Erica Anderson are our two singles players. So we've got people in all those events. If I can just quickly shout out to, we had junior zones here. There's a special junior provincials competition coming up, and we're sending a whole bunch of kids to those as well. So Ethan and Evan Alcock. So Gavin, their older brother's playing in senior provincials. These two guys are playing in junior provincials as a doubles team. Brady Krentz and Cameron Horvath won mixed. Riley Boychuk won girls singles. And Emma Tomchuk and Amber Miscavige are going down to junior provincials as well. Our badminton players did so great.
How involved are you with this event?
So this event, I've got a few different hats. I'm the media guy trying to promote it a little bit. That's why I'm here today. I'm one of the coaches on the team. So Eric Gallo is a phys ed teacher. He's taking the lead this year and sort of is the head coach. I'm helping him out. And Adam Morin is also helping us. Adam played in the 2005 provincials when they were in Thompson and won and went on to play on Team Manitoba. He's just an amazing player. He's been helping us out this year. And so he's, I know, super excited to see provincials back here again. Todd Harwood was Adam's coach and Todd's involved a little bit too. And I'm also a parent. As you heard, Murphy is playing, and so I'm keeping an eye on him.
Why did you decide to become a coach?
So a little bit of it is the parent thing. I also played high school badminton. Badminton was my sport, and I actually won badminton high school provincials in 1988, along with my partner, Donald Wong. Shout out to Donald. Badminton is close to my heart, and when my kids started to play, it was a pretty easy thing to get back involved with, and it's really such a great group of kids. It's just it's a fun thing to be involved with.
And it's a fun sport, too. I actually won girls' doubles when I was in junior high.
No way. Yes. I love it. Well, and you know what? We tell the kids all the time, badminton is really a life sport.
It's a pretty equal opportunity sports. You need a badminton racket and a pair of runners and there you go. Not pricey at all. Give our listeners the details about when the competitions start, where they're taking place, and if there's any kind of a cost to come and watch.
We're using RDPC and a little bit of time at the TRCC. So Friday morning, May the 3rd, we start at Artie Parker at 9 in the morning. And at 9 in the morning on that day, we've got girls singles and boys doubles starting. We're starting to use the TRCC around noon on Friday. Girls doubles is going to be over at the TRCC all afternoon on Friday. And then in the afternoon on Friday as well, boys singles and mixed doubles. So girls singles, boys doubles in the morning, girls doubles, boys singles, and mixed doubles all happen in the afternoon. And the way that badminton competitions work, there's no scheduled times. When one game ends, the next one starts. And I think we have 300 games that we're going to be playing. So it's just, it's nonstop. Come on down and check it out. Friday is a round robin competition for everybody, starting Saturday morning at 9 o'clock. We have all the playoffs and that'll go through probably till about 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock in the afternoon. When one game ends, the next one starts. So just come down and check it out.
And then how does it all wind up?
It'll wind up on Saturday afternoon and everybody kind of goes their merry way. We're doing something special though. We're doing a banquet on Friday night for all of the athletes. And I've been to the last 6 years of badminton provincials and there's never been a banquet. So Thompson's kind of doing something a little extra special for people that drive the 8 hours up the road. We've got that. We've got some open gym for the kids that doesn't always happen and some goodie bags and things like that. The banquet's on Friday night. It's just for the athletes. You asked about the cost. It does cost. It's $5 a day or $10 for the weekend.
I'm sure you have a sponsor or two.
Yeah, we have a few local sponsors that we'd like to thank. Lima Janitorial, RBC, Mystery Lake Auto Body, Safeway, Baco's, Maple Bus Lines, the School District of Mystery Lake, the Thompson Teachers Association, Darren and Leslie King and Clark's Pharmacy.
All right, well, good luck to all the badminton players this weekend, especially the Artie Parker ones. We're going to root for you a little bit more.
So that's just so you know. Spot in our heart
for
them,
that's
for
right.
Sure.
We want you guys to do well. We just want to wish you all the best of luck. And that's it for this edition of Thompson Today. Head to Artie Parker Collegiate and the TRCC gym to support our local athletes. My thanks to Bruce Krentz for all this information.
Super. Thanks for having me.
Thompson Today returns tomorrow at 12:40 and 5:10. I'm Sue O'Brien.